The opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints expressed on today's radio show and their guests do not necessarily reflect the opinions, beliefs, and viewpoints of Easy Way Broadcasting.
Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, tech, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Reefa Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers and Easy's dad, Jim Zulli.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Reefa.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
It's midsummer time. Is it midsummer time blues or is it a good time, Reefa? What do you think? We're halfway through.
Oh, it's summertime, summertime.
I remember that.
It's a wonderful time.
No, it, you know, we really do dodge a lot of bullets when you hear weather situations around the country or the world, and we're sitting here in our 78-degree, well, I better keep my mouth shut, people be moving down there, and Reefa doesn't want that.
No, not at all. We're crowded enough. But we have had beautiful weather. I've been out to the beach this week. I went out to Universal Studios.
Oh, cool.
It's beautiful in California. What can we say?
Now, Reefa, do you go in the water when you go to the beach, or do you just kind of sit on the beach? Do you go in there and body surf and do all that stuff?
I go on what is known a pier.
Okay. All right.
That's what I do.
All right.
There were those
hey, Reefa,
days,
we got...
I used to surf, believe it or not, but no, those days are gone.
Well, Reefa, we got Wesley Snipes turning 55 today, and Mark Cuban's 59, and Harry Potter author J.K. Rowling's. I mean, you know, a couple birthdays today. Well, a lot more than that, but those are just a few at top because we're running out of time, and it's going into Hot Topic time.
It is Hot Topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's Hot Topic.
And my hot topic today is genuinely hot. I want to talk about people leaving children and dogs and old people in their cars. We have great weather here in L.A., but it has still been hot. And it can be 10, 15, 20 degrees hotter inside your automobile, even with the windows cracked. There were two incidents one day after another in Arizona where people left infants in the cars and there were fatalities. There is never a reason to leave your child in the car. I don't care how hot, how cold it is. Children should not be left unaccompanied in their automobiles. Most of us, we don't have little children, but we are grandparents, and we're not used to having those kids with us. So keep in mind, if you've got your grandchildren with you, make sure you take them out the car. And same thing with dogs. In California, you can break someone's window to rescue a dog if they leave them in a car unattended on a hot day. Call the police. Call 911. If you see anyone, an old person, a dog, or an infant alone in a car on a hot day, call 911. If they're unconscious, break the window and get them out of there. That's my hot topic for today, Jim. And what's yours?
Very good. Good tip. Very good tip. Anyway, broken record, North Korea testing their second ballistic missile. And the U.S. test their anti-missile system from Alaska called THAAD. And the U.S. and Japan vow further action against North Korea. So we're trying to deter Kim Jong-il from further missile test. U.S. pressures China to act on putting their own pressure to stop this testing. And basically, President Trump is disappointed after his meeting with China, and they're not putting enough pressure on the missile tests from North Korea. But the U.S. did add sanctions to North Korea, Russia, and Iran, and President Putin, in response, is ousting 755 U.S. diplomats, leaving only 455 U.S. diplomats in Russia, which is the number of Russian diplomats we have in the United States. And the president is proud of his, the stock market has been at an all-time high, and the economy is growing. At, they said it wouldn't grow more than 1%. It's at 2.6 now. And John Kelly is sworn in as the new chief of staff, replacing Rince Priebus. and it was a smooth transition. And Kelly, it was a former four-star general, and he served as the Unified Combatant Command General. So we're going to see what happens. They say in past history, generals don't serve. I mean, they don't really get along well with politicians, but we'll see what happens.
As far as Trump is it a politician?
Well, you know, we're talking about a general being in as chief of staff. They said it usually doesn't work. Let me hit the Venezuela election results, because 125 people passed away in protest, and there's a lot of problems with this. They say it's heading towards a dictatorship. And North Carolina had a massive power outage because, oops, somebody was working on a bridge. It was a mistake, but they cut a cable. And, well, you know, mistakes happen, I guess. But, hey, Reith, people were asked if they'd be happier adopting a pet or winning the lottery. Would you believe that 66% of the people said they would rather adopt a pet? They would be happier in the long run. And we got another one, Emily hitting Florida, Reith. So be careful if you go down to Florida, you guys. Do your homework. Reith and I always tell you before you travel, check your travel plans. Right, Reith?
Absolutely. And that brings us up to a commercial.
It's commercial time.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. That's the way we do it, folks. We do it the easy way. People get to do it the easy way because Eric's been doing his homework, and he does it. You know, it takes a lot of work. You know, behind the scenes, you know, it's all looks nice.
And it starts firing. It starts all far in advance. There's an event coming up in November. I don't know all the details yet, but they're working on it already. So
he's been doing his homework.
That information, it's going to be coming up.
And, Reith, we have a very interesting guest coming on today. We have a lot of interesting guests. Today, there's a lady coming on. Her name is Sue Mendel, and I'll tell you, she has a bio that's one of these long bios. I'm not going to go into the whole thing because then she won't have any time on the show. But she has a master's in business. Check this out. You know, you hear a lot of people have a 3.0, 3.5, but this lady had a 4.0 GPA. Is that about where you were at, Reith?
We won't talk about that.
She's been working with women for over 30 years, helping them improve their lives. Her activity involves anti-aging, and it just goes on. So let's bring her on. I mean, I could spend so much time talking about this lady. Sue, you on with us?
Yes, I am. How are you?
There she is. There she is, Sue. This is Reitha Gray, and Reitha Sue Mendel.
Great
to meet you. It's nice to meet you as well.
Yes, and Reitha was the co-star of Betty White's Off the Rockers, and we were just talking. On the show, Sue, we talk about, try to bring a little positive, a little inspiration, and so on to our listeners. A lot of them are approaching retirement or in retirement. But mm-hmm. you have a positive message to tell people, and there's so much that you're involved in. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I help people fight the aging process and at the same time to live happier lives. What I have found is that we've spent way too much time in the sun, drying out and damaging our skin. We've eaten too many burgers and pizzas. And now, believe it or not, we've been living with more stress than any other previous generation. We've even survived the worst economic financial downturn in global history, which was even worse than the Great Depression of 1929.
You're talking about the Great Recession of 08?
Yeah, that's it.
I got hit on that one pretty hard.
People want to look better and feel better. And I don't know if you know this, that happier people live 19% longer by scientific statistic. It's not just a bunch of hype. And
absolutely,
so being happy is really the clue.
Absolutely.
Jim and I are going to live a long time because we're happy people.
Yeah,
well,
we try to
good.
Be happy. Yeah, but
good.
You know what, Sue? This is a common statement, and people go, yeah, right. Be positive. Think positive. Yeah, okay, yeah. And then be happy. But they have no idea. When you look into the literal biochemistry of this and the brain, how it literally changes and affects the rest of the body. And this is all proven stuff. By just thinking positive and being happy, it's totally true what you say. So how do you relate that to people? I mean, is it hard getting it through to people, making them believe that?
Well, the thing is, you said it yourself. People don't know how to be happy. Until you've learned that you actually can choose happiness, a lot of times you're caught in the rabbit wheel or the hamster wheel of terrible thought. It's depressing. It's making you feel bad. It has a lot of emotional charge to it, which you don't want to think about it, but it keeps coming up, and it stops you from being happy. So,
what's your go-to get that thought out of your brain? How do you stop that loop, that hamster wheel?
Well, you know what? There's three little tips that are super easy. The first one, honestly, is to intentionally think the thought. And that sounds crazy, but what you're doing is you're taking control over the thought rather than trying to avoid it and letting it catch you by surprise. So you do that for a few days. Whenever you think about the thought, you deliberately bring it up. And then you find out that it's just a thought. The fact that you can bring it up upon your own demand shows you that it really has no power over you. And so when you can recognize the fact that a thought is nothing but a thought, you can try to recall it, and before you know it, it's going to be gone. You bring it up,
and then
you think about it, and you wipe it out.
And step two?
Well, like I said, you realize that it's just a thought. You wipe it out as you're thinking about it, kind of like the old TV channels that used to go off at midnight or 2 o'clock in the morning, and it would just be white static.
Ah.
As you're running that visual in your mind, because the thoughts always have a visual that go with it, and you just kind of white static that thought out, and you just do that repeatedly. Sometimes you want to look at it and say, what's my emotional connection to this thought on a scale of 1 to 10? So let's say it's a 7. So you do this process, and you get done, and you think, okay, it's better, but it's not gone. So now maybe it's a 5. So you restart the process of deliberately bringing the thought up, realizing that you have control over the thought. It doesn't have control over you. Then you deliberately bring it up and white it out again. And you might have to do it a couple times, but you're going to get to the place where you find out that you try to bring it up and there's nothing there. And at that point, there's no emotional charge, and you realize that you just don't have to go down that road when that thought pops in your head. You have a choice.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, Sue, a lot of people have a lot of this information, but one of the key things that we have to get is sticking with it. Stick with the program. What you hear is, you know, what you're saying is so important. What we hear about guests coming on about great nutrition, and then we'll start it, but then we get off the health wagon or the positive wagon once in a while, and we got to really stick with all this good advice, you know?
Well, there's we're a society of I want it easier, faster, and softer. So if we don't get the results we're looking for in 3 days, we're done.
Yeah.
How many times have you go to the gym and you've been there for a week and you step on the scale and nothing's changed and you think, this isn't working, I'm just not going to do this anymore.
So
it's
what's
a matter
the key
of...
What's the key? Tell us the tip so we can stick with it.
What I just told you, the little tips about changing a thought, comes from NLP. And that's neuro-linguistic programming. And what happens is our brains are responsible for how we behave, but our unconscious is actually running our brains. We think we are, but we're deluding ourselves. It's our unconscious. And so doing the process with different NLP strategies, you can get rid of limiting ideas, you can limiting beliefs, you can learn how to change the way you think about something, learn how to change the way you want to feel about a certain situation. And once you've done it, it's there. It's kind of
so
like
basically,
getting a haircut.
Sue, you're talking about Journey to the Seventh Planet, right, Sue? Okay, for
well,
you sci-fi fans that don't follow me, what that is you're going to have to see the movie. But the gist in that movie was the power of the id, the inner subconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that's what they're talking about. How can this imaginary creature blast through this 7-foot thick wall, this wall that was, you know, steel and everything made by the Krell? And the scientist said, it's your inner subconscious mind. It's the power that you have from that. You know, it's interesting.
It's very true. Because what happens is we run up against a barrier. And we have a choice of stopping, going over it, going under it, or going around it. Or when we have the proper tools, we just bust right through it.
So, Sue, if people want to get in touch with you, we all want to stay young. And we all want to be happy. And so if they want to get in touch with you, how would they find you?
Well, if it's okay, I'd like to offer your listeners a complimentary session. If they want to learn more about how to do this. It's a 30-minute phone session, and I can be reached at Sue Mandel, NLP. So that's my whole name. It's SueMandellNLP at gmail.com. Or they can text me at 951-212-0225. And for the first 10 people that reach out, you're also going to get an instant eye serum sample from Miriam.
Wow, Sue, that's very generous of you for our listeners. And the
reason
I'll be the first
and people
ones to
really
call.
Need it. I was going to say, do we count, Sue?
You sure do. In fact, I'm going to send you samples anyway. But I tell you, I'm 60 years old, and I'm told on a regular basis that I don't even look 50. So
I met you at Emily LaTran's event. You could look more like 35, and I feel like how do you look that age? And I look like I'm going into my 80s. Well, people said you look like Clint Eastwood. I said, thanks a lot. He's about 84. So I need
no. But I thank you. Actually, I attribute that to the Miriam anti-aging products. They are patented. There's nothing else like them, and they're proven to work. They're super simple, and I just use a night cream every night, and voila.
You gave us
wonderful.
Some good input.
So, folks, that's Sue Mandel, NLP, at gmail.com. Get in touch with her and find out about being happy and staying young. That's
Thank
the
you,
fountain
Sue.
Of youth. That's what we're looking for.
There we go.
Thank you
Thank
so
you,
much, Sue.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
both
coming
so
on
much. It's been a pleasure
love to
chatting
have you again.
With you.
All that information. All right,
Thank
Sue.
You.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, Reese, we have more.
Smartphone, cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Hello, tech time. I found an app this week that I'm so excited about. Now, this is going to sound crazy. My friends that I've told about say, Rita, that's really crazy. But it's great. It's called WAG. WAG, like a dog wags its tail. It's a dog walking on demand service. I call it Uber for dogs. Okay? I'm serious. You download the app, they will actually send you a free lockbox. You know how the real estate people have lockboxes for keys? They'll send you a lockbox so your dog walker can get in the gate or in wherever you want the dog walker to get in. To get the dog to take it for a walk. Or you can greet the dog walker. But you go on the app, you sign up, they send you the lockbox, they give you your first walk free, 30-minute walk. Literally, you summon it just like you summon Uber. And here's the really cute part. When the dog walker is walking your dog, you get a map, just like Uber, and you can see where the dog walker actually walked your dog. And it gets cuter. They send you a video of the dog walker walking your dog. And it gets cuter. On the little map, they have little emojis that shows where the dog peed and pooped. Can you believe it? Is that too cute? It's too cute. Now, of course, this is a luxury as far as I'm concerned. It's like $20 a half an hour, $30 an hour, extra $5, I think, for each additional dog. But you don't have to sign up or subscribe to it. It's literally on demand. So you can schedule a walk a day or two or whatever, or by the week. Or if you just maybe don't feel good one day, you can call them on demand. They said they can get a dog walker to you within an hour. I think it's awesome. I tried it out. Their dog walkers are animal lovers. They've done background checks on them. The guy that showed up to my house was great. My dog loves everybody, so I can't really vouch for that because my dog loved him, of course. But they had a great walk. My dog came back. He was happy. He had had a good time. I thoroughly enjoyed the service. So you can get the WAG app on your smartphone or on your computer, and you can book a walk. And like I said, it really works out well. And to get your free walk, you can use my code. It's Reetha, R-E-A-T-H-A. 9751 when you sign up, and you'll get a free walk. It's I thought it was great. If nothing else, do it for the free walk. I'm sure I'm going to use the service again. Like I said, I was never going to use Uber, and I use it all the time now. WAG, I can see maybe when it's raining and I don't want to go, if I don't feel well. Sometimes when I know I'm going to be gone like all day long, it'll give them a break. I'm telling you, I think it's a great idea. It's also a part-time job for those of you that are retired looking for a job. Walk a dog, few bucks, why not? At any rate, that's my tech time today. You can go to wagwag.com. I think that's it. No, wagwalking.com. And that's my tech time. And I'm signing
off. Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Gems from Jim.
Interesting. Very interesting. Anyway, talking about anti-aging, what are the health concerns for baby boomers? You know, what do they think? What do they worry about? What's on their mind? Well, I found an interesting article in Scripps Health that had the top 10 health concerns for baby boomers, and about 76 million people were born. Well, this is everybody asks, what are the baby boomers? What is that? All right, the baby boomer years range from 1946 to 1964. After the war, everybody came home. There's a lot of babies born. As the first wave of baby boomer reaches retirement and becomes eligible for Medicare, physicians are focusing on health concerns that will become more prevalent around this generation. All right, I'm just going to give you the top 10 because it's a big concern, and this is a lot of people we're talking about. All right, number one is type 2 diabetes. People 65 to 74 were diagnosed 13 times as often with type 2 as the people that are 45 or younger. So that's a big percentage. Number two concern is heart disease. And don't forget, on our show, we have a lot of professionals that talk about situations like this. Three is cancer. Four is, believe it or not, depression. So listen to our shows and get the heads up on some of this positive. We have a lot of positive reinforcement, a lot of stuff that talks about the depression and so on. Number five is eye problems. And, you know, for the children, there's that testing should be done, and it's there's a situation, Better Visions for Children. So check the Better Visions for Children, and there's test kits you can get to check the, you know, I think it's a 1 to 3 is the popular age to check. And then number 6 is Alzheimer's, and 7 is arthritis and joint replacement, okay? Osteoporosis comes at a number 8, and it's a weakness of the bone associated with osteoporosis. And number 9 is flu and pneumonia. And a lot of times you'll have situations where elderly people get sick, they have different issues, and you have the onset of the flu, the pneumonia, which makes it harder. Then number 10 comes in at stress, okay? So we want to take advantage, like we said, of our shows, all the expert advice you hear, and we have, you know, health and wellness coaches, we have finance people, all a lot of this stuff revolves around and brings you to stress if the finances aren't good and so on and so forth. So listen to our retirement advice. So there you go, Ruth, a couple of tips and tricks for our baby boomers.
Welcome to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, your one-stop shop getaway to corporate Hollywood. EasyWay specializes in red carpets and will enhance your experience. EasyWayBroadcasting.com is top-ranked on Alexa and houses the EasyWay TV Film On channel, podcast radio station, and EasyWay magazine. Learn more about the beautiful EasyWay Angels and follow their events calendar. For more information, visit EasyWayBroadcasting.com and click on About Us or call 424-209-9290. Don't forget to subscribe to the website and follow EasyWay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages for amazing updates and opportunities. Remember, that's letter E and letter Z, because, well, we do it the easy way.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breath Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Good morning, everyone. It's great to be here with you again today. And we have a wonderful new friend coming your way. Her name is Carol Gray. And oh my goodness, she is such a special lady. And a work cat as well. I mean, she's just amazing the way she grooms herself and applies her makeup and styles her hair. It's just really wonderful. Anyway, she's got quite a background. She's quite an inspirational figure. I mean, looking at her story and the sacrifices that she's made, it's just really wonderful. I would like to, at this time, welcome Carol Gray on board. Carol, good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Carmelita.
Yes, you know, you are someone to be admired. Whenever you make an appearance in the room, I'm sure everybody notices. Let me just describe, since most people are just listening and not looking on the radio show, that you have a special style that you have created with the way that you have interwoven color in your long braids. And they are different colors, and you're just colorful and a beautiful face to look at as well. So
I
want to present them somewhat of a picture so they can get an idea why I call you a work of art in motion. And also, I want to just, you know, comment on some of the conversation that you and I have had privately, and this morning you revealed something to me that I never really knew about you, and that is that you are a kidney donor. I think that's really quite commendable on your part, and that you did this as a sacrifice to a dear family member. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, well, it was around 1988. Actually, I had a dream that my sister passed away. Her name was Cheryl, and she was about a year older than I am. And I dreamed that she had passed away. And when I woke up, I, you know, prayed and asked God if there was anything that I could do to help my sister. And I prayed that he wouldn't let her die. And a little while after the dream, we found out that she had cystic fibrosis on one kidney. And then she got it on the other kidney, so both of her kidneys were removed. And all of my sisters, and we have one brother, we all tried, you know, tested to see if we matched to be a donor for her. And I matched. And I took no thought about it. And I jumped right in there and had all the tests done and everything that was needed for us to, you know, do the surgery. And during that time, when I remember after the transplant, when my sister had the transplant, I woke up and I was in so much pain. But I remember going to my sister's room to see how she was. And when I went in there, she was sitting up in the bed eating. And she was so hungry, she was literally picking off crumbs off the bed. She did, I mean, she was using her kidney within the hour of the transplant, and that's what was so amazing about it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, yes, you were mentioning also that the doctors only expected her to live 5 years with that transplant that you gave, that she actually lived 11 years longer than expected.
Yes, she did.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and I didn't find that out. You know, I used to be so protective of anything concerning her. You know, sometimes I would hear my mom, they would be talking quietly, so I couldn't hear, you know, what was happening with her, because I would just sometimes just panic.
Yes, you really did save the day. I want to talk also about your amazing journey with breast cancer, how you overcame that, and you prefer to call yourself an overcomer rather than a survivor, and how God played a big role in that victory, and how your brother and his wife came to your aid. Can you please tell us his name?
Yes, and it was my uncle.
Oh, I'm sorry, your uncle.
My aunt. Mm-hmm. my mother's brother. When I found out I had was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2008, and it was just a whirlwind of nothing that I had control of. And you know how it feels when you are out of control, you know, of a situation that you could absolutely do nothing about. At least that's what I felt at the time. But my aunt and my uncle would come over and minister to me. And as they, you know, continue visiting me and giving me scriptures, I found myself waking up early in the morning watching, like, Joyce Meyer and Joseph Princeton. They had all these positive messages about resting in God and trusting in Him, that when you are diagnosed with something like that, as dire as that, it's not a death sentence. It doesn't mean that you have to die from it. It means that you have a choice of whether you want to live or die. I didn't want to die, so I said that I'm just going to rest in God. I'm going to praise God through all of this, and I that's the only thing I can do if I wanted to live. And to feel that just because you're diagnosed with a terminal illness, that sometimes people just sink down into that what they were told and give up. Well, I chose to live, and I didn't want to give up, and by me having that mind, I believe God gave me that mind, because it was in my heart, you know, to want to live and to want to praise God for everything that He's done. Even though I was diagnosed with cancer, it's not something that God is putting on you. It's something that the enemy put on you, and God has turned it around to use for His purpose and for your benefit, you know, and for
yes,
you to be
and
a
you
witness.
Know, on that note, Carol, I would like to echo what your testimony just did to serve as evidence that God is real, and how
right.
when you trust in the higher power that we know is God, how it can really change your life. And there
yes.
is also scientific evidence. There is a gentleman who comes from Uruguay. His name is Mario Martinez, and he has done research on how the mind can heal, how it can either kill or heal. And you know that our minds are all connected with the higher power, so it is so, so important to realize that and trust in the higher power.
Well, you know, Carmelita,
yes.
I'm sorry for interrupting, but I wanted to mm-hmm. say this, that, you know, God spoke everything into existence. And
that's
so,
right.
you know, we have to do the same thing. We have to speak, move out negativity with speaking positive over our situation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. The power of death and life is in the tongue. So you
mm-hmm.
and that is not just a saying. It comes from God's word, and it is true. And if you anybody ever been in a situation started praising God in the midst of the situation, before you know it, God has already taken care of it. But when you want to sit down in it and muddle in it and want to be depressed, which it's okay to feel down, but you have to get up and trust God.
You know? That's right.
So, you know, to you know, speak a positiveness so that God can move the negative out, turn it around. And
yes.
you can be all the better for it, because it's not, sometimes it's not, you don't feel like it's easy to do, but it's something that you must do if you want to live, if you want to get through your situation. Because just like they did the Israelites, you know, they went around 40 days and 40 nights complaining. Complaining, and it by them complaining, God kept them out there that long because there was no positive going forth.
Yes. Okay. Well, listen,
you know.
we're you know, I could just talk with you for forever, but we're getting ready to wrap it up now. So I just wanted to also bring in another aspect of your background. You
yes.
are a celebrity red carpet host yourself, but I want to also touch on your performing background. You have shared the stage and the microphone with so many greats. We're talking about Barry White. We're talking about Marvin Gaye. I mean, and the list goes on and on. And Ike Turner. Oh, and listen, when we were talking about Ike Turner this morning, I was sharing with you a little personal story of how one of my musician friends at the time, who was his piano player, invited me to come visit one of his recording sessions. And I had no idea it was going to last forever. I mean, I thought that I would just be there for a little while, but my goodness, Ike was such a perfectionist. He just kept going over the same thing and
yes,
the same thing again. And I think I was there until about 2 o'clock in the morning before we finally we left. But and Tina Turner, by the way, was upstairs. She was
mm-hmm.
resting. It was when he was at the Bollock Studios, right over here
mm-hmm.
on La Brea. But you're telling me that when you did sessions with Ike, that it was actually much longer with that than that. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes, you know, I met Ike back in the very early 70s,
mm-hmm.
and he heard me sing somewhere or through, I was performing somewhere or something, and he wanted me to come to his studio and do some recording. But what I found out when I got there is that all the songs he didn't like, but he said he didn't like the way that Tina done them. So he wanted me to do them over, and one of the songs was called We Women, that we did. I did several of them, and one of them was
mm-hmm.
called We Women. And in my mind just kind of draws a blank after that, because I don't, it's been such a long time ago. And
yes.
through the chemos and the radiation that I had, my memory is not as adequate as it used to be. But I got in touch with him some years later. This is a few years before he passed away. And I was told that he, you know, think that those the recordings that I did was sent overseas somewhere. So I never got to get copies or anything. And that's some of the mistakes that, that some of us musicians have made in the past, you know, not getting copies of what you do. Because
yes, well,
it's going to hurt you later on.
Yes, but listen, I want to invite you to come back at another time and share some more with us. And I want to thank you for being such a great guest, and that your story, your testimony, can help somebody else when they hear what you had to say. So, again, we welcome you on board, and would like for you to come back again.
Oh, I'd love to, Carmelita. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Wow, Carmelita. Another Carmelita hits it out of the park again. Such interesting guests, and I want to talk to that lady. We have some things in common here. But anyway, guys, easywaymedia.com. Letter E, letter Z, waymedia.com. Just go to it and scroll down. It's so clear. You know, I told Eric, for some of us, it has to be very simple and very clear, and he really kept working hard on getting that in tune. So you just see a gold bar, and you push the bar, and then the next one, go to Eric Zuli and push it, and you see the nice sizzle reel. It's really put together well. Letter E, letter Z, easywaymedia.com and easywaypromotions.com. See all the things going on. And for business, Easyway Business. And we're going to have someone pop on that we're doing a little business with. His name is Frank Hillering. And Frank is, I'm always bragging about Frank because he comes to events and he kind of stays behind the scene. But he's a world traveler. So Frank and I get along really well because they say opposites attract. I am not a world traveler. I've been the Big Bear. I've been to the beach.
But good anyway, morning,
Frank.
Jim.
Hello, Frank. Thanks for popping on the show.
No problem. Thanks for
show.
Having me.
This is a baby boomer show, so we go a little slower, and it's, you know, we try to keep a slow pace. But no,
Jim, you forget I was born in 1952, man. I'm a boomer.
Well, of course I forget, you know. My nurse calls it chemo brain, you know, so I guess.
No problem. No, listen, you know, Jim, I just wanted to tell you, I was so deeply touched with that guest you just had on the star. Because,
oh,
as you
man.
Know, I lost a wife in 1991 to breast cancer. So, you know, I'm of the same fraternity. And, boy, I'll tell you,
yeah.
If you can hook me up that I could talk to her, I'd really appreciate that because I think we have a lot in common.
Oh, you know, when she was on the air, I'll bet you there's a lot of people saying that I would like to talk to that lady. And, you know, there is. It's a big fraternity, you know, Frank, with you know, what we've been through, some of us, and the chemo, the radiation, all that. We can kind of relate to some of that stuff, the food tasting terrible and so on and so forth. But, you know, Carmelita is big into the positive, and our guests and so many people have said the think positive scenario, and they write it off as like, yeah, right. But it is so true. And now scientists are saying, look at these bio microscopes. They show the brain is actually, when they test, it actually is different, and it does different functions in the body when it's filled full of positive stuff. And then they did negative stuff, and it doesn't react the same. It reacts in a negative way. It's kind of over my head, but it's very true. But
absolutely,
Frank, we got so much stuff. I mean, and you're with us on some of this business. We got you know, Eric's download the easywaymobile.com, literally Easyway Mobile, and we got Flicks for Change. It's an amazing situation coming up as far as Andrew Steele and the film festival, you know, star of the Make-A-Wish film for around Frank Shankiewicz, Wishman, and coming up on November 12th to 15th. So that's going to be an interesting event. We're going to be seeing you there. And Frank,
absolutely.
we got the you know, I'll touch base with you a little bit about this. the royalty gems. Now, people are falling over when they see that they're, you got your keychain and a little rubber the size of a quarter button you can push, and it just gets out to everybody within 100 yards. They know that somebody is there sharing their stuff. So hit us with that real quick.
I'll jump in for you real quick. As you well know, Easy Way Business is big time in this. As a matter of fact, we're actually hooked to the CEO of this company. And really, to just kind of simplify it, you know, your viewers, your listeners out there, if they go to Nordstrom, if they go to Target, if they go to Walmart, if they go to these big stores, they're having them download their app. And the reason being is because they're kind of conducting their shopping tour around their store while they're underneath their roof, right? Well, for a small business to be able to duplicate that and, you know, come up with the same type of technology, it would cost them anywhere from $50,000 to $60,000 just to develop the app, not to mention all the infrastructure backside with the servers and the support and the, everything it would take to continue to maintenance that. These little gems, these quarter-size devices hang on a keychain, or you can put them on your desk, you know, in your office, and within 100 yards of your business location or wherever you're standing, it will light up every Android phone with a notification message and a backside link that links them to your business. And this is all done, you know, for a $50 deposit, $49 a month, and all they got to do is go out and find three other businesses that love it as much as they do, and they don't pay anymore. I mean, you name me an advertising platform that's less expensive than that.
Well, if you want to get out there, this is beyond amazing. You know, I mean, it's kind of, how has this stuff come about? And, you know, that would be, Frank, so it's kind of like an analogy would be anywhere you went, you had like 30 guys with you with a bag full of flyers. And when you parked at whatever, at the store, at somewhere downtown, all these guys got out and started distributing these flyers to everybody. You know,
by
simply pushing the button.
Between the flyer analogy and what you just said to me, Jim, is that, you know, I could ball up a flyer and I could throw it in the trash can, right? But
exactly.
Once that notification comes on to a phone there, as long as you stay within 100 yards of that guy's phone location. So the minute they go 100 yards, 1 inch, it drops off.
This is big time lead generation type situation. And then, you know, Frank, then you know, you got your keychain, and then on your wrist, you wear the Hilo, and it tells people it tells you when you want to look at what's going on inside your body, your blood pressure, your heart rate, and there's just so much more. But it even reaches out if your mother lives in Chicago and she has one on and has an issue, maybe all of a sudden a high heart rate or something happens, it will register and come to your own phone. And these are just some of the things. And you know,
I'm a Hilo wearer signed up by your son.
You're a Hilo guy. And I did a test. I thought, well, how accurate is this with the blood pressure and heart rate? And after I did the rate with the Hilo, I had a professional cuff put on, and it was exactly the same. I couldn't believe it. And this was a hospital cuff. You know, blood pressure.
Yeah, and the nice thing about it, Jim, Eric's now talking to one of the big hitters in Hilo. Now, we're going to expose them to this gem technology so they can get that out to all their reps so they can sell more Hilos. How about that?
Oh, man. You know, and we've been to Dr. Emily Latran's events and met so many people. And these are the kind of people you meet with, you know, the new technology and all the stuff coming out. And with health, we got Tiffany Garvin with the Healing Mentor. And, you know, you have to listen. You have to tune in. Because a lot of this stuff, we do have a lot of issues with health and wellness and finances, and it's kind of a circle. Well, you have a problem with the finances, it starts affecting your health. It's a big circle. But if you take a second to stop and think and listen to some of this stuff, it does make a change. You can make a change in your life. You know, you can,
absolutely. And there's a compensation. There's an affiliate program that has a very small window on this product, Jim, that these businesses can sign up, or really anybody for that matter, and they can get an affiliate position with this company and actually make money as they market these gems. But that window is going to close the minute they hit a certain number, and they haven't told us what that is yet.
Well, we're going to go down south. We met some really great people, Inspired Images Studios and ProductionSanDiego.com, and I'll tell you, these are really, you know, it's nice when you come across really good people and talking about professional environment, their studio, you know, I'm in the building and all that kind of stuff and quality workmanship, and they have a beautiful home with a studio that's in the same location, and it's just amazing.
Yeah, we're doing a shoot in San Diego this weekend, right, Jim? You want to tell them about that? It's going to be big.
Well, tell our listeners.
Well, this 5th of August, we're going to be in San Diego.
That's
Seniors
right.
Magazine has invited us down there. There's going to be 8,000 seniors milling around. Eric and I are going to be doing live
interviews. I was
going
to see how close you came to that. Yeah, 5,000 to 8,000 people. That's a lot of baby boomers and so on. You know?
You betcha. You betcha. And we're going to light it up with Easy Way Business.
We're going to bring them all over to Inspire Them. I think they'll go in a panic if this is. But
yeah,
no,
I'm going to be you're going to be part of the film crew, right, Jim?
Oh yeah, yeah. I'll be
cool.
Down there, and we'll be shooting a little bit. And you know, you'll see it on EasyWayPromotions.com in all our stations and Easy Way Business. And I'll tell you, Frank, there's just so many people, and there's so many people that are, you know the statistics with the baby boomers.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, Frank, it's a new age today. It's not like you have to be 60 and shuffle along. You know, you see people our age and older, and they're still doing gymnastics, and they're still out there, you know, starting a new business and doing stuff. So it's all inspirational when you talk to these people and you hear all this stuff. But anyway, it's, you know, it's going to be – you're going to be down there. There's going to be a lot of people down there. It's going to be a really interesting August 5th, Frank, and that's going to be the last day that you'll be seeing me at my age, because the next day I'd step into a new age. And but, you know, at least we're all here still talking about it. That's a good thing.
Now,
so,
you know, the major challenge
time,
for me, Jim, is that you're going to be producing me and directing me for the first time. I'm a little nervous about that one.
Why?
Exactly.
I'm not going to make a big deal about it. You know, Frank, I just put my finger down. Okay, you're on. 3, 2, 1.
There
boom.
You go.
You know,
okay.
Eric's done that 1,000 times with me. But anyway, guys, I think it's time for a wrap. Don't forget. And, you know, I wanted to say that, Frank, well, Dr. Tony O'Dell's event was just an absolute home run at his beautiful home. And, you know, he's just got such an, you know, amazing RadiantGreens.com. You know, RadiantGreens.com, his line of products and health products. It's just the term radiate. You see it when you walk in his house with talking about a group of healthy people. And it's a from head to toe type thing. And we see the proof's in the pudding. Well, the people you meet there.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Jim, Eric shot that live, right? 27 minutes.
He shot it live.
And he created so many leads for Easy Way Business. I mean, I'm going to have to clip my fingernail, you know, for dialing, you know, for dollars here. Because
Frank,
they're
walking along following him, and he's talking, and they're doing it live, and he's meeting someone who's in real estate, and they're talking to him, and by the time he steps in the next room showing the patio and all this beautiful home, they're already getting business from his live feed, and they're like holding their forehead like, wow, I just met this guy, and they're already getting leads in real estate or whatever business, and as he goes through the house, people are starting to follow him. Hey, this is a lead generator.
Legitimizes our trademark copywritten term, right? Entrepotainment. Are you kidding?
Entrepotainment. Yep, there you go. But anyway, you know, that's what it's all about. Easy Way TV on Facebook. And I think, Frank, it's time to wrap it up again. And I'll tell you, we could go on and on with the interesting guests that are on and all the high-tech stuff with your button. I call it the button. You know, but royalty gems and so on and so forth. There's so much. So
Jim,
guys,
keep up the good work, man. You're so needed in that baby boom arena right now with all the wisdom and the insight that you're giving across this program. I'm really proud of you.
It's coming from everyone. I'm just trying to keep up and get all this good information. So, guys, thanks for tuning in to Radio Boomers Live. Go to RadioBoomersLive.com and tune in next week with Reef and I. And till then, stay healthy, think positive. And
hold on, Jim. One more thing. Eric just nailed me. Okay. Don't forget to tune in to EasyTalk.live this coming Saturday from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to have Ron Klein on the show. Ron is the guru of the magnetic strip on the back of the credit card.
Yeah.
We're going to be putting up a splash page on this guy. Don't miss this show. This guy absolutely knows the credit card industry backwards and forwards. And in conjunction, you baby boomers out there that own businesses, you have to be EMV compliant. In fact, you should have been EMV compliant as of October of 2015, right? And if you're not, you're at risk. So we're going to ask Ron to basically talk to you one-on-one about how important that is. Don't miss this show.
The inventor of the strip, amazing. He's blowing it out of the water. I mean, there's people wanting to get on his show, and these are really notable people with information. But anyway, guys, unfortunately, time rolls by, and tune in next week at 10 o'clock, Radio Boomers Live with Reith and I. And be happy, be safe, and be positive. Keep the faith.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live with your hosts, Reitha Gray, star Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and EZ's dad, Jim Zulli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Radio Boomers Live. Radio Boomers Live is brought to you by the Easy Way Broadcasting Network. That's the letter E, the letter Z, Broadcasting Network.